Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Well, you're Vegas bound as soon as you take those headphones off, right?
Yes, I am. Exactly 2 hours from now, I fly out.
All right, well, I guess we should get to it then.
Okay. We have conflicting reports on the Tigers game tonight, I guess.
Well, I have some crazy news on the Tigers to talk about, too.
Okay,
but
let's start with the Tigers because we'll finish with our picks.
I will tell you this. Whenever Jordan Zimmermann does play, they might lose. Probably will lose. I don't know. I'm just not a fan. I think he should be in the bullpen, and maybe he will be for if he loses another game, gets blown out. He probably will be sent to the bullpen.
Well, he's the starter tonight from what I got. I don't know what you
have. I know, and that might be new news because when I looked a couple of hours ago, it was still supposed to be Daniel Norris because they didn't play ball last night. The tarp came off for a brief time, and they said, no, we're not playing.
Oh, you know, this could be wrong, too, like because it says they have Boyd tomorrow.
No, maybe they're just skipping. I don't know.
And he didn't pitch at all, so why would
that might
pitch
be old,
again?
Like the old pattern based on the fact that they played
exactly.
Last night,
so,
but
yeah,
they didn't play.
And then Verlander Sunday is what I got, but it could be wrong.
So anyway, check this out. You ready? They start a series in Atlanta tonight, and there is a scenario because of this rainout this week that the Tigers would play starting on Monday would play six games. In 6 days, against six different teams.
Because it could be a wild card play-in game. And yeah, I
a play-in to a play-in to the
so
wild card.
They got to play the Indians, and then they'd have to play a play-in to get into the wild card between maybe Toronto or Baltimore. And then they'd have to play the wild card game, and then they'd have to play...
Okay, so here's the scenario, ready?
That's enough.
Tigers would play Sunday in Atlanta. Then they would play Monday in Detroit versus the Indians for the makeup game. The next day would go to Baltimore to face the Orioles on Tuesday. If they win that, back to Detroit to face the Mariners on Wednesday. If they win that game...
That's only if the Mariners make it.
Oh, I know, I'm saying this is a scenario. It's not a gimme. It's not a guarantee. There is no guarantee at this point. But this is the way the chips could fall. So if they win that game, then they go to Toronto to face the Blue Jays in the official wild card game. And then if they win that, they head immediately to Texas or Boston to start the delayed ALDS on Friday.
Wow.
That would be insane. Now, if they actually...
I hope some of that happens.
That would be incredible, actually, to see that happen. It'd be hard on the players, though. Let's be honest. But you know what? They make a lot of money to play a game, so I think it's okay. Don't you?
Yes. That's enough about the Tigers.
All right, want to go to college football real quick?
Quick.
Unless you got anything for the Brewers?
NFL. No, I just want to say one thing about the Ryder Cup, though. The U.S., for the first time since 81, swept the first four matches. They're 4-0.
All four?
All
four. I didn't see that.
Yes, this morning.
Wow, that's kind of cool. All right.
Okay.
College football. So, the big game this weekend, Michigan State at Indiana. On the Big Ten Network. No, that's not it.
Wisconsin at Michigan?
Oh, yeah. That's a little bit more important,
okay,
isn't
sure.
it, I guess, because of the rankings.
6-4. Michigan's favored by 11 in
six?
This game.
Six? Where are you getting six? I got eight.
Okay, I have bad eyes. Okay,
you're just all jacked up to go to Vegas.
Yes, I am. Okay, anyway.
Number 8, Wisconsin, 4-0, 1-0 in the Big Ten, plays at the Big House.
And Michigan's favored by 11.
4-0, 1-0. Yes, they are favored by 11. I am going to be rooting so hard for the Badgers.
And the other big game.
3:30, by the way, on Saturday afternoon.
I can bet legally on that game. And the other big game, Louisville at Clemson, number 3 versus number 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything you want to say about the Badgers and the Wolverines?
I think the Wolverines will win. And we should mention that last night Houston won, the number 6 ranked team in the country, 42-14.
Do you think they're for real? I think they're for real.
I do. Their quarterback is unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll have to see how that plays out, too. I'm anxious to watch this game. I'm actually probably more anxious to see this game, even though... I'm more of a Spartans fan. I'm actually more anxious to see this than anything in the NFL on Sunday.
Okay.
Especially, well, we'll get to the Sunday morning game.
Was there an NFL game last night?
Not much of one.
Oh, my. How about those Dolphin uniforms?
I actually stopped by somewhere, and I said, I think there's something wrong with your TV, because there's a lot of orange on
that
television.
Oh, my. A.J. Green, huge game, 173 yards and a touchdown. But... The Dolphins are horrible.
They're not a good team, that's for sure.
So the Bengals win the game 22-7.
Tannehill has to be one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. He really does.
I know he's the highest, highest paid. How do you say that?
Worst value? How about that?
How about,
I don't know. Cutler and him? Cutler and him probably. Now, I'd say Cutler probably is getting paid more money and worth less. No.
Cutler's better than Tannehill.
Okay, maybe.
Tannehill's brutal.
Maybe.
All right, let's get to the picks after in the second half.
Second half, the big boy sport. No, you're all, look at you.
I know, I got it.
You are just jittery.
I know, I'm getting picked up at 4. Come on.
You're over there jerking around. You look like Ronnie Dangerfield. Second half coming up here, big boy sports recap. Stick around. Week 4 picks! Yeah, Rochelle.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
Second half of Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Very proud to have had them as a co-sponsor on the Big Boy Sports Recap over the summer. Look forward to hopefully getting them back next spring. There's still plenty of golf, though. Still plenty. Give them a call. Open to the public. 225-0721. It's pretty to get out on gray walls, darling. It's peak of the colors.
Great. I love it.
Okay, so let's get to it. We got to just jump right into this, Steve-O.
Okay.
First, let's just start with the first game of the day on Sunday, which, by the way,
It will be 6:30 a.m. in Vegas.
If you want to watch the London game.
Yes, and it's Indianapolis versus Jacksonville. It's actually a Jacksonville home game, but I think you throw away the home thing
this
one.
I absolutely
agree. And I
think
the Colts have to win this game. But Jacksonville starting 0-4 is tough, too.
There's a part of me that really wants to pick Jacksonville in this game.
Be that part?
No, I'm taking Indy. I just think their offense is going to do better.
Julius Thomas is probably out. So.
Okay, so what about Tennessee at Houston? Is Tennessee for real?
J.J. Watt officially ruled out for the year today.
That's so sad for Houston.
For the year. But you know what? I think they rally around that just for this game at least. They're at home. They're not going to lose to Tennessee.
I'll tell you right now, I'm picking Houston again, and they have done me wrong 3 weeks in a row. So I might be done with them if they don't do me right this week. I'm going with Houston as well. Cleveland at Washington. Cleveland's horrible.
You know, they have some fight, though. And
they do have fight.
Josh Gordon has put himself into a rehab center. He was supposed to come back and play next week. And now they're probably going to release him. Anyway,
really?
I'm taking the Redskins.
I am too.
I thought they played great against the Giants.
I already had them circled. All right, so the next game, this one is a little bit tougher than I think, because I think the New York football Jets at home are going to play Seattle really tough.
I do too. And I don't like Russell Wilson with that ankle. So I'm going to take the Jets.
I was going to take the Jets too. You're not supposed to take the Jets in this game.
Well, I just took them.
How are you going to make games back? You better start taking some chances, buddy. You got 4 games to make up.
I'm going to destroy you this week. We'll have some different ones. Buffalo at New England. Garoppolo? Probably starting, I've heard. I don't know.
I'm not doubting New England again.
I'm not either. Doing
no
New
way.
England at home.
Especially
goes
at home.
4-0 and gets Brady back.
What about Carolina at Atlanta?
Carolina at Atlanta is the toughest game to pick this week. But I'm very impressed with the Atlanta Falcons. I don't like their defense, though. But I'm going to take them at home.
I am taking Carolina. I think they are upset they lost to Minnesota last
week. Oh, I'm sure they are.
So there we go. There's one game. We got one different there. How about Oakland at Baltimore? Baltimore's favored in this game.
Because they're 3-0, and they're at home. I don't know. Baltimore hasn't shown. They're 3-0.
Who have they played?
3-0 team.
They're a really strong team. You should take Baltimore.
Oakland.
I'm on the Oakland train until I'm riding her till she bucks me. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I'm on the Oakland train. Detroit at Chicago. There's your pick right there. You should take the Bears.
You know, I was going to take the Bears, and I heard Cutler's out because I'm.
Well,
a big
there you
fan.
Should take
I'm
them even more now.
Fan of the Bears are beat up on defense. I got to go with the Lions.
Okay, fine.
Marvin Jones is banged up, though. He might not play.
I don't think that's going to be an issue against the Bears. I mean,
shouldn't be.
It is the Detroit Lions. They can mess this up. Let's
they
be honest.
They play up to the level
Lions
of
fans.
Their competition.
Especially when you got the refs making phantom pass interference calls.
Mm-hmm.
Denver at Tampa Bay. I can't believe this game was even as close as they're saying on the Vegas line. It's like a 2.5-point favorite. For Denver, I think Denver's going to destroy Tampa.
Doug Martin's out for Tampa Bay, so they got to rely on just Winston. I got to go with Denver. Denver's 3-0, looking good.
How about
great
the
defense?
I'm with you on that, Denver. Los Angeles Rams at Arizona. I'm going with the Cardinals.
The Cardinals should win at home against the Rams.
We're running out of time here. New Orleans at San Diego. I think San Diego finally puts up some big numbers.
First time Drew Brees in 10 years has played at his old team that traded him.
He was upset about that, too, so yeah. He could use that.
He could
I think he's probably
motivation.
Over it by now. Over 10 years, a decade, I think he's over it. I think he did okay in New Orleans.
We're not going to have four different, so I can't destroy you.
You can't destroy me this week. Well, you could destroy me on one pick.
Dallas at San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm not taking the 49ers.
I'm taking Dallas. San Francisco, I don't know. They could win this game. They're not
this
that
is
bad.
A tough pick. The last one is a tough pick. Kansas City at Pittsburgh.
Le'Veon Bell's back. That's all you got to say. Pittsburgh will win the game.
I got Pittsburgh, too. And I'm,
so we have one different,
Kansas City could win that game.
What do we have different? So I remember Oakland, Baltimore? I don't
no,
really remember.
Carolina at Atlanta.
Oh,
you
Carolina.
Took Atlanta.
Okay.
Good luck on that.
I'll be in.
Not really.
I'll be watching in the sports book.
Have fun
in Vegas.
Vegas!
Yeah, baby.
Big Boy Sports Recap, right to Mike.
Big Boy.
Talk to you on Monday.
All right.
From the airport, probably.